This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The head of the World Health Organization said Friday the worst phase of the pandemic could end this year if around 70% of the world gets vaccinated. Quote, our expectation is that the acute phase of this pandemic will end this year, of course, with one condition, the 70% vaccination by mid this year around June and July. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told reporters in South Africa, quote, if that is to be done, the acute phase can really end, and that is what we are all expecting. It's in our hands. It's not a matter of chance. It's a matter of choice. Only 11% of Africans are vaccinated, the lowest rate in the world. Last week, the WHO's Africa office said the continent must boost its vaccination rate six times to reach the 70% target. The United States agreed Friday to give $400 million in aid to Burundi. The country's foreign minister said less than 3 months after Washington lifted sanctions, the deal aims to support the government for, quote, sustainable development in Burundi, its foreign minister said on Twitter, quote, a $400 million pot of money, agriculture, health, education, good governance, environment, private sector, he said. The U.S. Embassy confirmed on Twitter a five-year agreement, quote, to promote health, humanitarian assistance, economic growth, and the rights of all Burundians had been signed without giving a financial amount. The U.S. government in November removed sanctions placed on Burundi 6 years before, crediting elections, a fall in violence, and reforms. On Tuesday, the EU said it would resume financial aid, a move heavily criticized by rights groups, which said widespread abuses are continuing. This is VOA News. Ontario's premier declared a state of emergency Friday in reaction to the truck blockades in Ottawa and at the U.S. border, and said he will urgently press for new legislation cracking down on those who interfere with the free flow of goods and people. Since Monday, scores of truck drivers protesting Canada's COVID-19 restrictions are railing against Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and have bottled up the Ambassador Bridge connecting Windsor, Ontario to the U.S. city of Detroit. And hundreds of others have paralyzed downtown Ottawa over the past 2 weeks. Premier Doug Ford said he will convene the provincial cabinet on Saturday to enact orders that will make it, quote, crystal clear it's illegal to block critical infrastructure. Quote, we are now 2 weeks into the siege of Ottawa, Ford said. Quote, it's an illegal occupation. It's no longer a protest. Separately, the mayor of Windsor planned to ask for an injunction Friday afternoon to try to break up the bridge blockade, as parts shortages caused by the protests ripple through the auto industry on both sides of the U.S.-Canadian border. The death toll from a cyclone in Madagascar jumped to 120 on Friday from 92 reported earlier this week, the State Disaster Relief Agency said. The cyclone hit the Indian Ocean island late on Saturday, slamming the southeastern coastline before receding late on Sunday. The Disaster Relief Agency said that of the deaths, 87 had occurred in one area of southeast Madagascar. The agency said the cyclone had left just over 124,000 people with their homes damaged or destroyed and displaced some 30,000. It was Madagascar's second destructive storm in 2 weeks after another tropical storm killed 55 and displaced 130,000 in a different area of the country further north. The island nation, with a population of nearly 30 million, was already struggling with food shortages in the south, a consequence of severe and prolonged drought. World leaders met on France's Atlantic coast Friday to discuss protecting the planet's oceans from threats such as overfishing and plastic pollution and finding fairer ways to manage the seas. The One Ocean Summit comes as European authorities are investigating a mass fish dump in the Bay of Biscay that environmental activists call an example of abuses by huge trawlers that disrupt undersea ecosystems. Illegal activity is estimated to account for about one-fifth of fishing globally. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.